We can do Yevamos, Lo Anamel Chamoso. Okay. The second important announcement is, you know, El Zman is always busy. It's the beginning of the school year and so much going on. And even when everything finishes and you have a campaign, there's so much doing in Elul. So I think everyone did, to a certain degree, their own pace. And I didn't give out so many marmakomos other than what we would do on a Thursday night. But Be'ez Hashem, come after Sukkot, I hope to do more. And I hope to keep everyone then on the same pace. I figure the best place for everyone to start, come back after Sukkot, would be towards the bottom of Kuf Lamed Beis, the last few lines. Kiddush and Beis Knesses, and then it goes into more Kiddush Makom Sudas. So basically the bottom of Kuf Lamed Beis, the last couple lines, I think that's a good starting point to start fresh officially after Sukkot. Obviously, people are welcome to finish up in between. Tonight, I want to spend just a couple minutes on a little Tosfos. You know, really how this parak has been going. Just the Tosfos and Mavon are chock full of exciting stuff. And you can't miss a little Tosfos. There's so much doing. Everything has a lot. I want to focus on Tosfos and Kuf Lamed Beis, Sheim Yevinus HaShulchan El Imkein Kiddush. So Tosfos brings a Gemara in Shabbos. V'adam v'chol kisvei, matzah shulchan arach, malch tov omer, yiratzon, should be good. So there it's mashma that you already have a shulchan arach, literally. So Gemara says, Tosfos says, l'kasha, the arach hu b'makam acher. The way they used to do it is they used to have set a small table in another spot. Ach ein yevinos on the makam suda ad acher kiddush. They would only bring it to the makam suda after kiddush. Nowadays we have such big tables. We don't give people just little private tables. The kashla v'im acher kiddush, and it's a big hak to schlep it first after kiddush. Shlo ahavsekol kach being kiddush and suda. Now supposed to be mafik so much between kiddush and suda. I can work with always good halacha to know. So anuragil and lifos mapel kadesh. So our minug is we cover over the table. Practically we do that for the challah. We call cover over the challah and make kiddush. V'atam first b'she'iltos. Here Tosfos is quoting b'she'iltos. Ki heichi de tesi Shabbos se'udasa b'kur de Shabbos. In order for the suda to come in with covered for Shabbos. Now, what exactly is this covered Shabbos you're doing? Sounds like the fact you want to sort of present the suda Shabbos to the table. So in the olden days, you would bring the actual table there. So nowadays, you can't slap a table, but you cover it. I was saying it over to someone, so they give you a good marshal. It's like, you know, the fancy restaurants, they bring the food to the table, they bring it in a covered, you know, silver platter, right? They uncover it by the table. Right? Right? I don't know the practice. Well, it brings a certain hashivas. So perhaps in my mind's eye, right, here they're bringing the Suda Shabbos. So in the old days, it's to bring over the table. But nowadays, we keep it covered, and then voila. We uncover it. That's supposed to be a form of Kavod Shabbos. That's what Tosfos first brings from the Sheiltos. That's the reason why we cover our challah. I would say this is probably the least known reason. The Levush doesn't even bring in halacha. There are people that skip this reason, but this is one reason. The first and foremost reason Tosfos brings the Yesh Mefarsh.
Gloss over the fact that Tosfos is mashma that you have your shulchan aruch and means of food and table versus being sat with silverware and candlesticks and everything.
Are you talking to me or to the wives?
No, it's saying it's mashma that we're supposed to have food on the table when Shabbos comes in. Like, you're supposed to have your challah out already?
So,
that's the Rishbam.
Right.
When the mother lights the candle, you have the challah out?
Yeah, no, by the suda, when you're making kiddush.
I know, but it's talking about when the malachim come, they say, Matzah Shulchan Aruch, how could it be? You have to
the malachim come by Shalom Aleichem. Those malachim.
I think the verse doesn't walk in
that.
They're coming with me. Right. Now, that's one shot. The Yesh Mefarsh, this is a little more well known. Zecher l'man. The reason why we cover our challahs is Zecher to the man. Shaloh hayu yorid b'Shabbos v'yomtev. It didn't come down on Shabbos and Yomtev. And so it's a funny thing. Even though the man didn't come on Shabbos and Yomtev, we pick Shabbos and Yomtev to give a Zecher for the man. You'd have a layer of dew on top of the man and below the man. And therefore, there's an inyan to cover the chalas. Just right off the bat, according to this second reason, it's not just an inyan to have a mappa on top, you're also supposed to have a mappa on the bottom.
Table.
Right? So at least a tablecloth.
Table.
Right? It's interesting. It seems to be specifically
the
a mappa.
Floor and the ceiling.
Right?
The point is on both sides. You already have something, naturally you have something on the bottom.
Right.
You also have the floor on the bottom.
So I'm not sure, right? Yeah, I'm not sure. Because if it's a din specifically to have a mappa, right, does anything count as a mappa? In yeshiva sometimes, there wouldn't be a challah cover. Well, all I got to do is put a plastic paper plate. Right? I went there, you'd not be excited about that, right? The guys go, put a paper plate on that.
Why would it have to be a mappa? It's a zikr to the towel. Like, why is a mappa any more resemble towel than...
No, because it's something specific. No, because maybe
it's a cover. It's a cover.
It's a cover. It's a specific thing that's used for the
towel. This story doesn't really fit the argument. The argument was in the beginning of the show. It has nothing to do with this story. This story is a standalone story. That you could have it there with a kibbutz, you know, by kiddush.
So a good point, Rabbi, Rabbi Goldberger is bringing up that stam. This sounds like a totally different reason than the first reason, and less shayach to what the Gemara is really talking about. I believe the Marshal makes that point. If you look in the back.
It's more to have it than you bring it to the table. It's more nickel. It's the same cover
right,
you're
for the first
out,
one.
You're losing out the fact that you're getting the two
nickel
but it's better to be
nickel right. But the second reason, you're supposed to have the mapa there by both. Now, most people know of the third reason, which is not brought in either answer here in Tosas. The third reason is brought by the Rush, as well as the Mordechai. They say, what's the reason why you cover the Kiddush? Why do you cover the challah? It's because not to embarrass the challah that you're making a bracha first in Yayin before Lachem. Since Lachem comes before Eretz Chita Sarah of Geffen, Chita comes before Geffen. So there's a din kedima to make a bracha really on Lachem before you do on Yayin. So therefore, not to embarrass the challah, we cover it. That's the famous reason I think a lot of people know. That's a rush. And that's definitely brought lahalacha, as is the man idea. Lahalacha, most poskim from the Lavosh, the Avram, they definitely bring the latter, Tosis, the second answer, and the rush. What's very interesting is Mordechai brings also this idea of the rush, not to embarrass. It comes up with a very interesting thing which comes up. Let's say you don't have a cover. You don't have a paper plate. I don't know. You have nothing to cover it. Zucked the... Mordechai doesn't necessarily hold to this, but he brings it as a dea. I think it's from Avram, Mordechai brings it. Check. The Mordechai brings that you're not allowed to make Kiddush then first. You'd have to make the Baruch HaMelech first. It's Leikuva. If you can't cover up your challah, huh? Hagufa, right.
Well, he says because it's earlier in the Pasuk.
Right.
No, make the Kiddush on the challah.
In other words, you'd have a chiv to make the bracha first on the challah, which manila, yeah, then you just make your kiddush on challah. Right. Lachari, you need, unless you want to use last week's kiddush. Last week's kiddush, we talked about, you know, first having a suda on Friday afternoon, then making a kiddush and then going backwards on
it. You're not.
Right.
And that's only if you
want
that.
Why can't you say it's a Yudna if you don't have a challah?
What would you say is more chavit? The wine?
Whatever you want. Whatever you want now is more chavit.
Right.
Why can't you just take it off?
Take the challah off? Oh. So there is such an idea. La-la-la. Huh? No, there is a halacha. It's interesting. I saw multiple kosher say 100% fine. Shmuel Kamensky wants them. Someone told me a cool story. By their house, their minhag is they don't put the challah on the table. They want the challah as hot as possible. So they keep it in the kitchen. And they make kiddush without the challah at the table. And they had a chashuv. No personal story. They had a chashuv or rav at the table. And the person gets up to make kiddush. And he starts going, no, no. Starts, he looks like a brisker about to be shot. Right? He starts, what's going on? He was bothered. Where's the, how do you make kiddush throughout the challah? He's a brisker at heart. So anyway, Rabbi should tell you the story afterwards, who is with. So Lamaisa, he's like screaming at this. So, yeah, Lamaisa, the person later sold him. You know, there are poskim that say you don't need to have your challah at the table. So you're right. If the challah wouldn't be at the table, you would avoid this idea.
No, according to this post, the malachim aren't going to say have a good shot. They aren't going to be impressed. It's only if the food's on the table.
Oh.
That's
what you're really getting at.
That's not my simple question. I hate to taste it. The food has to be there. The food's in the oven. The malachim aren't going to.
Right.
Why can't you put it under the table?
Under the table.
That's weird.
Challah under the table.
You have to cover the
gefilte
fish according to the first
Eretz Yisrael. Now,
oh,
so hold on.
Yeah.
Even the first Eretz Yisrael, I didn't see anyone that says nothing that they have to cover more than the challah. Now, I don't know. You're right. I'm not sure fully why. If you have your dips on the table, and that's also for Kavod Shabbos.
It's to cover everything.
The only nafkami I saw people spell out according to that first Eretz Yisrael is they understand that it's a din of Kavod Shabbos to introduce Shabbos. And they would say by Shabbos day, there wouldn't be anything to cover. I saw that as an interesting nafkamina.
You did by Shalosh Shudas?
Huh?
Also, Shalosh Shudas is the same nafkamina that Rabbi Yashub says. It's from.
Oh. Right? Okay, so Rabbi Flynn, you brought it up. Let's go there. What about Shalosh Shudas, according to these ideas? Do you see any nafkamina?
Yeah.
But it's for Yayin.
Right, if it's for Yayin.
Then you got to cover by Shalosh. They don't talk about Shalosh
Shudas. Rabbi Flynn is assuming you're not having Yayin by Shalosh Shudas. There are some people that nafkamina do. You're not making Kiddush.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be the same thing. You're right.
Well, according to Mordechai, it's another thing.
Well, it depends if the wine was on the table.
Right.
Let's assume I'm not making kiddush, so the wine's not on the table. So then I wouldn't need it for Shalosh Shudas. Yeah, but if I say mon, so you'd say, who had to buy Shalosh Shudas? Now it's interesting, how many people do you ever see cover the challahs for Shalosh Shudas?
I've seen one.
Pata? Always covers for Shalosh Shudas.
When I was a kid, that I'm watching.
To see anyone's by the coal, please check what my female still does.
He
says you don't have to. Why?
Because they don't have.
Any more modern than
the if you go to the mud,
yes.
If you go to the mud, at what point do you uncover the
palace? Oh, so that's my next shadow I'm going to deal with. When you see people making kiddush, when do they uncover the chalos? If the reason is because of busha, like the Rush says, like Mordechai says, so the busha is only when you make the bracha of kiddush and gefen before you make amotzi and challah. But once you make the amotzi and challah, you can take it off. Once you make kiddush, you take it off. I've seen many people; they'll do all their shtick. They'll slice the challah before, you know, they'll make the nick. They'll spread their salt already. They'll lift it up and they'll never cover it.
What is one thing? It's also if the wine's still out there, then it's not too true.
No, you made it.
I know it's embarrassing. What do you mean? You made a broch on it still before me.
The embarrassment's because
you
it's there.
You have to eat it. You?
Stop. But the chavra.
And it's the towel. You want to cover it?
Huh?
It's the towel. It's all shit. You want to cover it?
You would.
Okay.
So then
right. But let's have. But if
it's
but if the reason why you're supposed to cover it is because of the mon, then lechora it's not tali in you making kiddush. Right, lechora, you keep it covered until you use it.
No, but maybe you have to uncover it because you're making a bracha on the items. You have to be ready for it. It's not
so when you lift
cover it.
What can it be like a kasna? You lift up the veil, then you put it back down.
When you lift up the challah, you have to lift it up.
You lift up the challah, the cover of the challah. You lift up the cover of the challah.
Even though I gather it, I gather my challah. I purpose my challah because if you lift it up, and you have to cover it, you only have one. You only have one on the top. You don't have anything on the bottom.
You have to lift it up with the board.
I just have to harvest my challah after Shabbos.
Rabbi Grumla, at least when I was in high school,
yes,
he uncovered it before Hamotzi.
Correct. I do watch that he does do that. How and which is the pashtas, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down that. However, the Mishnah Berurah does also bring a Chai Adam, if I remember correctly. The Chai Adam says there is a tzad to keep it covered through the Hamotzi, Kufa for the month. And if I remember correctly, I used to watch him at Canary Tzitzal, and he kept it covered through the Hamotzi.
Is it Nafkin Friday night and Shabbos on that?
For the month?
Yeah,
that's where. Lachara not. Because we're commemorating the month, both Shabbos day and Shabbos night. Right. Huh?
It was only a double.
And seemingly Shalsha. They hack about Yontif. Did the month fall on Yontif? So you see the hay by the Yontif?
Why not?
It sends you to a Tosis and Bea. I think those in Bea Hawks about this. Who?
By me, I was out from it fell so far.
Okay. So, any other nafkaminas? One second. Did I think of anything else? Let me see if there's anything. So again, so it comes out there's three different mahalchim why we cover our challahs, either because of some din yikara de Shabbos, or the second answer of Tosos because of the mon, or the Rosh and the Mordechai bring the idea of busha, and on the lamaisa there are seemingly quite a few nafkaminas we went through, sa'al shal shudis, how far you have to have it covered. We talked about the double covering by the mun. Right. I see the Tosis and Bea does bring its Chalukim Midrashim if the mun fell in Yantaf or not. So that's why that one and Tosis is not so posh. But I'll just end with one story, which probably a lot of people know, but it's such a Shmaka story.
Is the reason the mun didn't fall in Shabbos because of the Tzah?
I'll any chutzah tchum issues I leave to the people in the back, but chutzah no. But I'll tell you one step. Very nice story. I think lots of us know it. But a beautiful story that we know we're supposed to cover the challahs, not to have busha. So what's the classic tzir? The guy comes home Friday night, and nunu, the challah. You know they can't. There's no challah cover. And he starts screaming, hey, where's the challah cover? Screams at his wife, screams at everyone around, where's the challah cover? And it's Mama Jessel Scar Bef Seda. Like, why do you have the challah cover? Not to cause busha to some inanimate, you know, challah that's going to feel busha from the fact that the pasuk says yayin after lechem, after chita. So kol shekein, we should have a sensitivity, you know, not to embarrass a human being from it. Huh? She's not in the pasuk, but I think Hilchos Kal V'chomer work there. But Lamaisa, it's very kedai to understand the reason behind the halachas. Therefore, you're able to see the full picture much better, and that helps you from being an abusive husband. Shkayach. Have a gemar chasim atova. A grace of grace. Shkayach, everybody. Yes, thank you very much for David. Yes. So, I saw Schwartz as the pair, she don't. I know Freeman holds, you don't.